And also, Farmat is Blake Brickle, River Valley, Ty Crisp of Darlington Blackhawks. And it's 2-1 lead there for the Crisp Darlington Blackhawks. Sitting amongst the Darlington Blackhawks fans. So we got two wrestlers out there right now. If they both win, we got to watch out, Bill.
As far as Robust fans go, this is a good group to sit with.
Yes.
They're not standing. They're not in our way.
Nope.
They're not screaming. We appreciate it.
We're right up amongst all the fans. Back to Rule and Moen. It's 5-0 now for Rule. He's controlling the hip of Moen as they're going to go off with 1:39 on the clock in the match. As Moen gets back, he's in the bottom position here. He gets set. Off the lift, he comes to his feet. Does a Granby roll out, but Rule covers it. Now they're facing each other. As Moen comes up, he's going to get the escape. A little stuck by there by Rule, but Moen tries to recover and gives up the reverse, or excuse me, the takedown. Pretty good flurry there, but Moen almost had a chance of scoring himself, but he got a little high. Rule propped up his rear end, and Moen went right up over the top. And now they're working the edge here with a 7-1 lead for Rule. Good action as they go off. They'll have to get reset with 56 seconds. Junior from Mineral Point, 30-5. 1 minute to go here to get himself into the championship match. He's wrestling on the other mat, mat two right now. Winner of these two matches will be in the final, or wrestling for the finals. And it looks like Goble with Darns and the Blackhawks is going to get the win there.
Yep, the Goble brothers have reached the finals. Good match. 7-4, Maddox Goble Jr. over senior Jeremiah Avery of Prairie du Chien.
36 seconds still in this top half of 165 Brown bracket. 7-1 as Rule still controls the top side. He does a good job keeping hip pressure, hand control. Got an ankle hook here as Emerson is just struggling to get up to all fours here. Good pressure on the hip by Rule. And we're going to get a warning against Rule for stalling with 11 seconds on the clock.
Cole Brenninger now trails 6-0, gave up a second period reversal. Third period now in his matchup against Wyatt Onan of Fenimore. Onan tries a heel pick, doesn't work. Brenninger needs a takedown in a big way.
Well, he's got time, but Emerson Moen is running out of time as he is defeated by a score of 7-1 to the number one seed from Mineral Point, Cade Rule.
Let's switch over to the Cole Brenninger match. He's on his feet. There's a minute 18 left. He trails 6-0 to the second seed, Wyatt Onan. This is at 190 pounds. Brenninger today had a bye in the first round, then pinned Lancaster's Nolan Wolf in the quarterfinals. Onan had a first-round bye before disposing of Darren Loffenberg of Iowa Grand Highland. Now Brenninger close to a takedown at the edge of the mat. Could be a stalemate situation, though. Onan has a hold of Cole's right leg, and that is the call. Welcome back to center circle with 46 seconds left. No change in the score. 6-0 in favor of Onan of Fenimore. The top seed in this weight class is Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawks, 34-3. Still, Darlington Blackhawks did not wrestle Fenimore in dual meets this year. They were supposed to in the tail end of a tryout, but the host school decided it was too late. So Fenimore did not wrestle Darlington Blackhawks that night. And as a result, Christ has the top seed over Onan here, who continues to work on his feet. Good work by Wyatt Onan. He gets another takedown, increases his lead to 8-0 with 15 seconds left. He'll go to the finals. Cole Brenninger of Richland Center will drop down and wrestled for third. There's just a few ticks left on the clock in that one. Any other scores to update us on, David?
Well, let's see. I do at 165 sees Hunter Alt of River Valley. He's defeated by a score of 9-0. As he is defeated by, trying to find his first name, Landon Bush of Cuba City, Benton Southwest.
Okay. So 65 is complete. We'll talk about that in just a bit.
At 175, I can give you River Valley's Blake Brickle.
Mm-hmm.
He's unfortunately defeated by a score of 8-4 to Ty Chris of Darlington Blackhawk.
All right, 8-0 is the final. Wyatt Onan over Cole Brenninger. A quick check of the 175-pound semifinals as they are underway. Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland wrestles Nolan Hankey of Lancaster. That is a 5-4 lead for Hinderman in the second period. The other one, Cale Dinar of Cuba City Benton Southwestern, Nathan Blaske of Fenimore, 2-1 lead for Dinar at the end of period number one. We'll take a break and be back with more in a moment, including some team scores. As our coverage continues, this is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top-quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Does your employer provide 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. A 401k with company match, annual bonus for all employees, unlimited $1,500 referral bonus, paid parental leave, a tuition reimbursement program, countless opportunities for advancement. Yeah, Rockwell Automation offers all of that and more. Our second shift team is growing, and we'd like you to be part of it. With wages for second shift assemblers starting over $22 an hour on top of the already mentioned great benefits, what are you waiting for? It's time for you to join our team. We aren't your typical industrial experience. We're a great place to work because of the great people that work here. And it's been that way since 1971. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop in Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
We rarely get a chance to see Riverdale heavyweight Grant Matthews out there, David. We've got a chance right now. How's he doing?
He's doing great. He's up 5-0, 30 seconds to go in this first period. His opponent, Jack Simmons, a Prairie du Chien, a sophomore, 31-8. Grant, also a sophomore, similar record at 34-3. But Grant has been in control here as he got a little bit out of position, but he's able to put Simmons on his back, and this is tight. All right, Cage down there, he's looking. There's the old daylight there with a slap of the mat with a pin in 152. 152 for Grant Matthews.
Grant plays third at the Bi-State. He's had a tremendous sophomore season. He's now 35-3, and he'll be in the finals against former conference champ Evan Gratz of Fenimore, a reigning state champ who is a senior at 26 and 5. Should be a good one. Well, the heavyweight bracket for the finals is set, but we have some other work to do at 175, 190, and 215. Let's pick up on these 175-pound weight classes. One is very close, a 10-9 lead right now for Gavin Hinderman, a junior for Iowa Grand Highland, as he wrestles sophomore Nolan Hankey of Lancaster.
Nice throw, but we got another good one here too, Bill. We'll follow up on quickly our Matt 1, Kel Denar. He gets the pin over Nathan Blasky of Fenimore. A pin in 4:21 for Denar of Cuba City Benson.
How about that? Well, Fenimore's got a tough squad, but they've taken it on the chin a couple times in this round, that's for sure. Cade Birchman getting pinned with 10 seconds left, and now Blasky getting pinned in the third period. And the Mineral Point crowd, and for that matter, most of the conference crowd doesn't mind.
Right.
The other match is going with 30 seconds left. This is the 170-pound semifinal between Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland and Nolan Hankey of Lancaster. Hankey has a 12-10 lead. Wasn't all that long ago that Paxton Hankey was at about this same weight class for Fenimore, maybe a little bit higher, up to 190. But Hinderman, the elder of the two Hinderman boys for Iowa Grand Highland, trying to come from behind and will run out of time. It'll be a 12-10 win for Nolan Hankey of Lancaster. Flying Arrows haven't had a lot to cheer about this year, but they have one man into the championships at the All-SWA-LSWC Conference Clash. It's Nolan Hankey, and his opponent in the finals will be Kale Denar of Cuba City Benton Southwestern.
Well, we got Braden Cleppy of Richmond Center, the heavyweight down there in Mat 3. That is a consolation semifinal, 285 pounds. He currently leads at the end of the first period, 2-1. His opponent is Joseph Crystal from Belmont Platteville. So he's going to start the second period in the bottom position. We'll keep an eye on Braden, local wrestler from Richmond Center. See if he can get himself into the fifth place match at 285 pounds. We start this second period, and he's trying to turn and face him. He's got a wrist. Now he's trying to tripod up as his opponent, the Crystal. That's a tough one, say, by Crystal. As he does get away, so he's going to get one more escape there. He's going to go up 3-1 now. If he does, 130 in the clock, 285 pounds. Now he got himself a good underhook. Looking inside, trying to get a head snap maybe. Now he dives in. He's going to get double leg, but he's going to go way off the mat. And they have to stop the action on mat 4 because they're just about the center circle from mat 3. Not a lot of room in between the mats, about 10 feet of section. So officials are on top of that, making sure nobody runs into each other. Back to the action here with Fluffy Jr., 19-9 for the Hornets. And his opponent is a sophomore, 12-10. Fluffy's trying to stay out of that arm tie. Backs out of it, is able to face it. Now he takes control of the head tie. We're nearing the end of the semifinals. We're going to be down to the placement matches. First, third, fifth, and seventh. Buffy's trying not to give up the takedown, but he gets the takedown. Increases it now by 4, 5-1, with 32 seconds still in the second period. As his opponent now by Crystal works his way up, gets the escape. As Braden just kind of lets him go, gives up on that easy escape. He's ready to wrestle takedowns. He's a big guy, wants to wrestle offense. Add takedowns to his score here. Both guys working inside, got good wrist ties. Braden goes with that underhook again, backs out of it, switches to the other side. And that's the end of two. He's got a three-point lead, 5-2. Consolation semifinals for 285 pounds. Meanwhile, Bodie Brocktop of Iowa Grand Highland is in the semifinals at 2:15. He's facing Dalton Wolf of Fenimore. That match is at 0-0. Blake Theory of Prairie du Chien, he's up big 14-2 over Max Buster of Middle Point in the second period on mat one. Back to Braden Clutton's match. Guys are on their feet now. He's got a good double underhook, good hip. Gets the toss, puts his opponent on his back. He's going to go up 7-3. He's got near fall if he doesn't get the point, the pin. Now he lets that arm, underhook goalie goes just through the traditional half. Warded the takedown. He's still got the near fall to come. He could jump over to the other side. But he's just keeping the weight up on the upper body of Lytriscal. Lytriscal is able to work his way back to his stomach. And he's going to get the... Well, he's still got the same hold, so he doesn't get an air fall. Now he's got a tight pin. There's a pin for Braden Clutchy of Richmond Center. And that is a pin in 403. 403 at 285 pounds. Looks like we got a good match here at 2:15 in our semifinal match. Cody Brocktop of Iowa Grand Highland, Dalton Wolf of Fenimore, 5-5. And now Wolf is getting near fall, it looks like. As he's got Brocktop in the cradle, right for the score table. Bodie's got to try to kick out of that. Oh, he broke the hands. There he goes. Now he works back to his belly. Does give up three, so he's down 3-8-5 right at the end of the period. 215 pounds. Good match here. Semifinal match. This must be the last one, Bill. Everything else is emptied out.
I believe you're right. We have some recapping to do and some team score, but let's do the third period of this match, as long as it's the last one available. And these two had a big match in the dual meet between Fenimore and Iowa Grand Highland, where Wolf of Fenimore pinned Brockhoff, and that turned out to be the difference in the match, or at least a big step in the right direction for Fenimore.
20 seconds into the third period, and Brockhoff is trying to get a turn here as he deep through the legs, and he's getting the shoulders, trying to get the shoulders exposed. Ryan Allen is cheering him on, trying to coax some counts for a near fall, but now he's got two for sure. Going to get two for near fall. The official counted two. So he's going to now be 8-7 within one. A little grumbling from the crowd, but one side is Fenimore, the other side is everybody else.
I think so.
Just over a minute to go, down by one is Bodie Brockhoff as he's controlling his opponent now. Dalton Wolf, and he get a warning, did he? Warning for stalling, warning against Wolf. He's holding on to a one-point lead, and now he's got the ball and chain. He's going to get more near fall here. He may not pin him with this, but he's certainly going to get near fall. Now you got to get your hips back up here, Bodie. There you go. It's still under control. Deep to the leg. Going to get three. So he's up now by two. Got to get a flatten out here. He's up by two. 10-8, 38 seconds. Wolf is on his hip there. He's no more than looks like he's giving up on the bottom there because Bodie's turning him pretty easily. Now he's exposed his shoulders. Bodie's going to add to his score and maybe a pin if he gets it. He's going to get the pin with 13 seconds left. Excuse me. Nice comeback by the junior from Iowa Grand Highland, Bodie, with a pin in what it would be, 446.
How about 547?
546. Okay. Something like that. But a nice win for him at 215 pounds.
And that's the last match of this round. We have a bit of recapping to do. especially in the upper weights, 165 on up, and we'll do that and give an updated team score. And then we'll get set for the placement matches. I believe this will be the format with championship matches for first. I shouldn't say championship matches. Placement matches for first, third, fifth, and seventh. Our coverage continues in a moment from Mineral Point. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Harchie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction, design, delivery, and more. Harchie Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchie Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
I'm going to recap the efforts. The semifinals are done now at the All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash. Need to bring you up to date in the upper weights. While we're doing that, David will track down the team scores for us. We can tell you that the 165 pounds for the championship, it'll be Cade Rule of Mineral Point and Maddox Goble of Darlington Blackhawks. Rule was the 7-1 winner over Emerson Moen of Iowa Grand Highland in the semifinal. Moen drops down now and will wrestle Jeremiah Avery of Prairie du Chien for third place at 165. In the same weight class, Talon Childs of Riverdale wrestles Hunter Alt of River Valley for seventh place. At 175 to the finals, go Nolan Hankey of Lancaster, a sophomore. He beats the top seed Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland in a 12-10 semifinal. In the championship, Hankey wrestles Cale Dinar of Cuba City, Benton, Southwestern. Dinar and Hankey for the championship. Hinderman against Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore for third place at 175. While from the area, Alan James of Mineral Point wrestles Blake Brickle of River Valley for seventh place. At 190 to the finals, top-seeded Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk and second-seeded Wyatt Annan of Fenimore. Cole Brenninger of Richland Center is in the third-place match, and Darren Loffenberg of Iowa Grand Highland in the fifth-place match at 190. And now for Mineral Point, our national anthem.
Through the night.
Our national anthem from Mineral Point High School. Did you catch the name of that young man?
I did not, but it's the guy that's been announcing all day.
Really?
Yep. Given a result.
You know, his name might be in the front of this program. You want to check
it
out? I'll finish my little recap and tell you that at 215 pounds, Blake Terry of Prairie du Chien takes on Bodie Bruckhoff of Iowa Grand Highland for the championship. Mineral Point's Mac Busser is in the third place bout against Dalton Wolf of Fenimore. And not sure if he's going to wrestle or not, but Jaron Wiecki of Basketball Wazika Steuben, who left one match earlier today with an injury, hasn't wrestled since, and I'm not sure he'll wrestle in that fifth place match. But this is just a six-man weight class, so he will place. And at 285 for the championship, Evan Glatz of Fenimore, a former championship champion, against Grant Matthews, the up-and-coming sophomore from Riverdale. Both have pinned their way to the finals. They'll meet in the title match. Matt Horrett of Mineral Point is in the third place bout, going for fifth. Braden Cleffey of Richland Center and Bronson McCone of Iowa Grant Highland. Were you able to come up with that young man's
no
name?
No name, nope.
Anyway, he did a good job.
he did a good job.
How about the team scores? What did he got for us, David?
I can give you those. I'll give you all of them here.
All right.
And 13th place is Boscobel with 20. 12th, Richland Center with 79. 11th is River Valley, 87. 10th, Belmont Platteville, 104.5. Dodgeville is in 9th with 106. Coming in at 8th place is Lancaster, 114. Riverdale, 7th place, 115.5. 6th place, Cuba City, Benton Southwestern, 130. 5th place, Arlington Blackhawk, 145.5. 4th place, Fenimore with 190. Inno Point, 3rd place with 201. 2nd place, Prairie du Chien, 211.5. And Iowa Grand Highland leading in first place with 246.5.
How about that? We'll see how it goes through the finals. Iowa Grant, Prairie du Chien, Mineral Point, 1-2-3 right now. Fenimore, 4. And I think the championship out of reach for anybody below that. But from the area, Riverdale, 7th. Darlington, 9th. River Valley, Richland Center, 11-12. Ahead of Boscobel, Wazika Steuben, which came in with just 4 wrestlers today. Anything in particular you're looking forward to in the finals, Steve?
Well, I think all in all, it's been a good day. You know, we got a lot of young guys. I mean, we're starting out the match today, or the finals here, with a freshman from Dodgeville. You know, and you know they're tough right off the bat, Dodgeville is, and it's just, it's fun to watch those young guys. And, you know, Peterson's just a sophomore. Ethan Haiti from Richland Center is a junior. So young wrestlers, Charlie Might, he's the lone senior here to start off the day. But they're always fun to watch. These kids are so good. They wrestle. A lot of these kids wrestle year-round, and they just never seem to get in trouble. And, you know, they wrestle to the end. They don't give up. And it'll be fun to watch. We got some good matches ahead of us.
Some pretty seasoned wrestlers not in this tournament. Teague Perkins of Richland Center, Noah Radke of River Valley, Riverdale's trio of Riley Wanick, Hayden Rennish, and Preston Rennish. Reed Spurley is not here today. These are just a few of the ones that we are missing, and hope get a chance to see it. One of the two super regionals that we cover next weekend, either here at Mineral Point or at Richland Center. We wish them the best as they attempt to come back from injury, which at this point is at least curtailed them from the conference tournament here at Mineral Point. We will try to focus on the championship matches, but keep an eye and an ear on those matches, placement matches involving area wrestlers. Set the pairings at 106 pounds, wrestling for 7th place with a couple of wins under her belt in this tournament is senior Emma Haiti. And her opponent will be William Craterville, a freshman from Lancaster. That's on the 7th place mat. Going for 5th, it's Nolan Van Schindel of Cuba City Benton Southwestern and Aiden Weigel of Belmont Flatfield. The 3rd place match features Lennon Ewert, the junior from Mineral Point, and sophomore Terry Stage of Riverdale. And going for the championship, Shane Rashan of Dodgeville. It's pretty tough when you have state champions that 106, 113, and 120 in the next fall, come back with a guy, a freshman, that already has 40 wins and a bi-state championship appearance. Shane Rashawn, a freshman for Dodgeville in the finals here at the conference tournament. His opponent, another freshman, is Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien.
Yeah, you know, Dodgeville, the two Spurley boys aren't even wrestling today, so
yeah.
They're tough in the lower weights. And they'll be fun to watch as we go through here the next few weeks.
Rhett Spurley is missing this tournament as well because some reigning state champion decided to drop weight and go from 120 to 113, and that's Hagen Peterson. So, oh well, it happens in the wrestling room.
Oh, Ryan McGuire is darting before everybody else, and that's like they're live. The mat three, which is what the fifth place match, has already started.
Are those the championship tennis shoes that Ryan McGuire is wearing?
Yeah,
I didn't necessarily notice those earlier in the day. And I don't have my championship white church with me, no shirt either.
I can't get out the chain. So.
I can't. No, I'm pretty well locked in. We were fortunate to be able to get out during the break and at least take care of business, enjoy the coach's room, which they thankfully include the media in that, and we were treated to nice lunch and some water.
Well, we got to pay attention here now.
Let's do it.
We got to pay attention because mat one is our third place match. Mat two is our first place match. Mat three is our fifth place. And mat four is our seventh place match. So we get started here and 10 seconds into that match and Rashawn has got his first takedown.
And Prairie du Chien is wearing its championship singlets. So we'll have to get used to that as well. And I think they're probably going to switch the championship matches between one and two, championship.
Well, then we really got to pay
attention. These two mats, yeah.
But as I said, Rashawn, the freshman from Dodgeville, 42-1. I'm not sure who his one loss is to, but Bill might know.
Was that in the Bi-State Finals?
Probably. Hunter Reed, a freshman from Prairie du Chien, 31-9. So, as I mentioned, we're starting off this championship round with two freshmen that have a great future in high school wrestling, and it's a 2-0 lead. It's blood time here now for Reed from Prairie du Chien.
And right away, I'll own up to my mistake, how short the memory is. Rashawn won the Bi-State with a 5-1 win in the finals over Colton Koss of GET Melrose Mindoro. So, no, I do not know who Rashawn's loss came to, but it was prior to the Bi-State. He finished the Bi-State with a record of 23-1.
Okay. So they're working on some blood time. We'll keep an eye on Terry Sage from Riverdale. He's wrestling for third place. His opponent, Leonard Ewart, the junior, 19-13 from Mineral Point. We're ready to get back here. Rashawn is going to give up the escape, so a 2-1 lead now. Just over a minute to go in this first period. As he is definitely a wrestler that wants to be on his feet, and he likes offense, he likes takedowns. He's got a good opponent and another freshman, is Hunter Reed. Nothing to be ashamed of there with 31 wins. But Shane has got his second takedown, 4-1 now here. It's 45 seconds to go in this first period. As he goes right to a tilt, tries flipping a half, but Hunter is able to come out of that, comes back to his base.
On the seventh place mat, Emma Hady of Richland Center has a 5-2 lead. It was 5-0. She was just reversed, but I think I saw that wrong. It's still 5-0, but Emma looking good here in her bid for seventh place. She already has two wins on the day against her male counterparts.
Hunter Reed has blood time again. As he's got the bloody nose going there. So they'll work on that. We'll keep an eye on Terry Sage of Riverdale. He is into the second period. He is down by a score of 1-0 as Ewart scored the escape. So both guys are on their feet, wrestling center circle here. We'll stick around here until we get back to our championship match. Meanwhile, we'll keep an eye on Emma, too, as she is now 7-2, it looks like, huh?
She scored a couple back points, but then was reversed. So it's 7-2 after two periods as she works against William Prattaville of Lancaster.
Terry Sage and Lennon Ewart are on mat one here, wrestling for third. Guys working in the center, trying to look for takedowns, just under a minute to go in the second period. As Ewart dives in for a single leg, but he misses. And Terry is trying to get himself locked into a cradle, which He can bury his head. He's got the cradle locked. He's got to get his head buried and get the hip broke down. As he's getting that hip down, he's going to get the takedown. Now he's got to work out because he's just in tough spot there. Works off the edge of the mat. Nice job on his behalf, and he's going to have, I thought he had was showing the official blood. He does. He does. He's got blood times two there, so we'll go back to mat two, which is a championship mat. See Shane Roshan, the freshman, with a 4-1 lead, 20 seconds to go in his first period. As he takes control on the top side, flattens out Reed from Prairie to Sheen. He needs to work top on top. Talked to Coach Muller a little bit before the tournament. Rod Muller, known him for a long time, and he worked with the Dodgeville Dodgers. And for the toughest kid in that practice room is coming up here at 113, Hawken Peterson. But you got Rashawn Peterson, Furley, Mike. It's a battle, he said.
Wow.
It's a battle. It would be fun just to watch practice. Four tough, five tough kids there. Five of them that are really tough and just battling for spots. So, but right now we've got Shane Rashawn, the freshman for Dodgeville out there. And he's going to get a reversal there here into the second period. So he's going to go up 6-1, and he's going to let Hunter Reed from Prairie to Sheen go. He really does a nice job with that, his underhook. Now he goes to the front headlock, buries his head in the armpit, comes around, and he hooks that leg. Does a nice job, gets the cradle locked up, got the takedown, and he's looking for a near fall. So he can get the hip popped over. 8-2 lead for Rashawn, the freshman.
Well, for the third time in this tournament, Emma Hady will have her hand raised in victory. And she will take seventh place with a 13-6 win over William Cradiville of Lancaster. Congratulations to Emma Hady.
Congratulations to her, and good luck to her and the girls' tournament series coming up here.
Speaking of girls, her teammate Madeline Muller wrestled in the girls' conference meet last night, won all three bouts, and a championship. Congratulations. She will join Emma in the girls' state tournament trail that begins very soon.
Very soon. 2 weeks, I believe.
Okay.
We're nearing the end of the second period as Rashawn's got an 8-2 lead. Looks like mat three is over. That would be our fifth place match. 9-0 victory for Belmont Platteville.
Yes. Aiden Weigel.
Closing second period, 8-2 now still. Well, there's a couple near falls, so three near fall, 11-2. Our other match sees Lennon Ewert take the lead here with a reversal, 3-2, 45 seconds to go in that third period. As Coach Jeff Campbell's wrestler, Terry Sage, has got a battle back here and try to take the lead, tie it up if nothing else. Down to 35 seconds. And they're working the edge of the mat. Starting the third period here for Shane Rashawn of Dodgeville. He's got 11-3 lead. Sage of Riverdale's got 24 seconds to score a point, if not 2 points. John's going to get himself maybe another takedown here as he's got the blizzard and he's trying to step over the leg and limp arm out, which he does. Textbook takedown there for him, 13-3, 1:20 on the clock. He looks up, sees what the score is. He's got a 10-point lead. Goes right to a half Nelson, deep half and a wrist. Loses that, jumps over and goes right to a two-on-one wrist ride. And our third place final is 3-2 in favor of Lennon Ewert of Mineral Point
over Terry Sage of Riverdale, who places fourth.
A nice tournament for Terry there. We have a stalemate here, so they're holding the mat for each weight class to finish. And assume at some point they'll give out some awards.
I would assume after the 113-pound weight class, they'll give the awards for 106.
On the whistle here as Reed turns and faces LaShawn. Stroll is still in favor of LaShawn. He's got a 10-point lead with 40 seconds on the clock. He's still working that front headlock. He likes to run that front headlock. Reaches around, hooks that same leg. As Reed just kind of climbs up and takes that single leg. Now he's got LaShawn Pipp down on the mat. LaShawn's very comfortable there. Now he's just working the head, power half. Gets the hips back up on the mat. Breaks that control. Now he does a cross face. Keeps the control, I should say, up by 10 with just a couple seconds to go here. So Shane LaShawn, the freshman from Dodgeville, is going to be your champion by a score of 13-3. He defeats Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien.
Congratulations to Reed. Nobody else lasted more than a minute with Shane LaShawn in this tournament. And Hunter Reed lasted 6. 13-3 the final. The champion is Shane LaShawn of Dodgeville. Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien, the runner-up. From the area, Lennon Ewert of Mineral Point is third. Perry Sage of Riverdale, fourth. And Emma Hady of Richland Center, seventh, at 106 pounds. Let's keep it here this time since there's no break for awards between weight classes, and we'll just set the placement matches at 113. Going for seventh, Jordan Baumkamp of Riverdale against Lane Hendricks of Lancaster. The fifth place match features Jace Connor of Iowa Grand Highland and Elliot Tite of Mineral Point. Ben Reese of River Valley wrestles for third against Porter Kosman of Prairie du Chien. And for the championship, Hakan Peterson of Dodgeville and Ethan Hady of Richland Center.
Well, we solved the debate. They are not flipping the matches.
Oh, okay.
So our championship matches will stay on mat two. And the first takedown is going to go to Peterson. But Ethan is able to get an escape at the edge of the mat, and they go off. They'll reset in the center on their feet. Hakan is a sophomore, 34-0. Ethan, a junior, 29-7. A deep single leg there for Hakan. Down on the ankle. Gets the takedown, cuts Ethan away right away. 4-2.
If Hakan Peterson of Mauston, Nisida was wrestling Hakan Peterson of Dodgeville, how would you as an announcer distinguish between the two of them if you were calling play-by-play?
I go by their school name.
All right.
Dodgeville versus Mauston. Can't get the other names wrong. Hakan is down in on a single leg, gets that takedown at the edge as it resets. He'll be in control with a 6-2 lead here just over a minute to go as Ethan hustles to the center there and gets set. Hakan will cover. He's going to go optional start and just let him go. Ethan's going to get the escape.
Neither Hakan Peterson or Charlie Might wrestled at the Bi-State this year, which was interesting.
Hakan is down in on a double leg, low on the ankles. Ethan battles down underneath there, does not give that up. He does a good job. But Hakan does cut the corner, gets the leg, gets that takedown, 8-3 now. Right off the bat, he's going to let Ethan go, 8-4. Four takedowns in the first minute and a half for Peterson. Henry, 21 seconds to go. They'll reset in the center. The final there in our third place match. We'll get that in a minute here. Another takedown comes for Peterson. Dodgeville, 10-4, 7 seconds to go. And a 1-10-4, flip to the disc.
Third place match goes to Porter Kosman of Prairie du Chien. He scores a fall in 144 over Ben Reese, a sophomore from River Valley. Reese takes fourth here at the conference tournament.
Looks like we have a final in our fifth place match. It's a mental point.
210 pin for Elliot Kite. He takes fifth. Jace Conner of Iowa Grand Highland is sixth.
And it looks like our seventh place was finished on the ready and kept to one. With all the congratulations, I would guess it's Riverdale.
That would be Jordan Baumkamp with the seventh place showing here at the conference tournament.
Keep an eye near out for that final as we continue here in the second period as 12-6 lead now for Peterson. He's got a single leg high in the air as Ethan tries to battle with a wizard, but he's going to have to give up and go to his base. 14-6 now, 1:18 on the clock in the second period for Peterson. Definitely offensive-minded takedown wrestler. All his points have been takedown, seven of them. Ethan is trying to come around the waist. He's got decent position, but Hocken recovers, comes around, and they go off the edge of the mat. He'll be in control here with 51 seconds on the clock.
Hocken Peterson is unbeaten this year. Charlie Might is unbeaten this year. Shane Rashan has just one loss. Reed Spurley has missed a lot of the year with injury. Not quite sure what his record is, but Rhett Spurley plays pretty high at the Bi-State. I bet the five of them between them don't have 10 losses.
Right. Nice guys on their feet wrestling here, 14-7 lead.
Wow.
Nice ankle pick. Boy, beautiful. As he gets a takedown on Ethan. Ethan keeps battling there as he comes to his feet, gets the escape. But Hocken is just tough on his feet as a sophomore with his takedown.
I wonder if he's been taken down this year.
Yeah, I'd be surprised.
No losses, but you wonder if he's even surrendered a takedown.
And it's up 16-8 here, 15 seconds in the second period.
You can change that, Ethan Haiti.
Yep.
He tried.
Yeah, he keeps battling in there. He
tried to duck under, but
yep.
It didn't work.
Just keeps battling, but Hocken just has a counter for everything he attempts. But at the end of two, it's a 10-point lead, 18-8. Favor of Hocken Peterson.
Any final on that seventh place match involve Jordan Baumkamp of Riverdale?
Yeah, he wins by a pin in 2:18.
Thank you.
Start of the third period. The 10-point lead. Guys are on their feet. Hocken just works that head, gets it down on the mat. Ethan dives in on a single leg. Hocken goes right through and definitely in control here as he's trying to get a kind of a partial cradle locked up, but he didn't get it as we have a stalemate.
I had a question for a med tech the other night or the medical personnel on hand at a basketball game, and I said, if a basketball player leaves his feet, how difficult it is to replace them.
Yeah.
He didn't have an answer for me.
Yep. Yeah, you leave your feet.
It's awfully hard to get them back on.
Oh, yeah. Just had a minute to go here in the match with a 10-point lead for Peterson. They go off and work back to the center here. We'll get reset. Controls the head of Ethan Haiti. He dives in, got a leg again. I mean, he gets down in there, but Hocken just breaks those hips down, controls the ankle, works around, blocks the head. He doesn't get out of position, keeps his hips up off the mat. 30 seconds to go here. He's got that cradle locked up again, cradle without the head. Kind of round the body and through the leg. Now he hooks the leg. Going to cross face. Going to get the takedown. Go up by 12. Now 20-8. As he's going to let Ethan go again. Closing seconds here. He's talking, trying
Boy,
to get another takedown, which he does.
He works right to the end, doesn't he?
He certainly does. It's going to be a winner by a score of 22-9.
11 takedowns.
Hocken Peterson, yeah, all takedowns. You can see Ethan Haiti of Richland Center.
Hakan Peterson of Dodgeville, the champion. He's a sophomore, 35-0. Ethan Haiti, the conference runner-up from Richland Center. From the area, Ben Reese of River Valley is fourth. Elliot Kite of Mineral Point, fifth. Jace Connor of Iowa Grand Highland, sixth. And Jordan Baumkamp of Riverdale, seventh at 113. Placement matches at 120 coming up as our coverage continues. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But good news, fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
What a great experience, competing in the WIAA State Wrestling Tournament Series in February. For a high school athlete to stand on the podium at state makes all the sweat and tears seem well worth it. Lime Ridge Ag is proud to support all the wrestlers from this area. Every day, Lime Ridge Ag works hard to help farmers by providing livestock feed and nutritional advice, prompt and professional service, Rob Seco seed, and general farm supplies.
Burnt again. Kenny here with my Easy Bake Oven. I have been working on my surprise for Valentine's Day, but I haven't had much success. But Christie's will be serving up cupcake bouquets, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other treats to fit that special day. Pre-order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. We would love to share in this special day. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Well, David Werman, they started the placement matches at 120 pounds before they even introduced the wrestlers to the crowd. So we are already well underway and almost done with the first period in a couple of these bouts. We can tell you that wrestling for the championship is Charlie Might of Dodgeville. And he's built up a lead and, in fact, I think just scored the fall. With 1 second left,
yep.
Charlie Might of Dodgeville remains unbeaten as he pins freshman Mason Scullion of Mineral Point in 1:59. He had an 8-3 lead at the time. Congratulations to Charlie Might, but what a tournament for Mason Scullion, who was down 10-0 in his semifinal match in the closing seconds, yep. And scored a fall against the second seed, Cade Birchman of Fenimore.
Oh, and he scored the first takedown of that match, so good things to come for that young freshman from Mineral Point.
Birchman is wrestling for third place and has a 6-0 lead over Evan Curtis of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. From the area, we'll keep an eye, why don't we, on Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland, junior, and Lakota Brewer, a freshman from Riverdale. They're going for third place on mat number three. David?
Yeah, he's a 3-point lead for Lakota of the Riverdale Chieftains, so he's starting out this match here. He's midway through the second period here, freshman 34-5 up against the junior Christensen at 24-10. Dakota lost a tough match there, as Phil had just mentioned, to Scullion from Mineral Point. Up, you know, he's up 10-0 and ended up getting 10 with a cradle there, but bounced back well here, and now he's battling for that fifth place match here with a 3-point lead. Now we're closing seconds of the second period. He's been in control here this whole match. Other match down on the far end there is Eli Aird with a 2-0 lead over Brady Bumgartner of Prairie du Chien. So we're starting the third period here. Both guys on their feet now. Lakota Brewer of Riverdale, Lucas Christensen Isle Grande Highland. Dakota's working at 2-on-1 tie from his feet. Christensen dives in on an ankle, but misses it as Dakota comes back to his feet. Both guys on their feet. Dakota's got a good over-the-head lock. But Christensen keeps a hold of that 2-on-1 tie there. No control yet. Both guys in the offense here. Looking for takedowns as they work their way off the open mat to go back to center. On deck coming up here at 126 pounds for Riverdale's Grody Meat. He'll be up next as him and his opponent, Ethan Ayer, to wait for everybody else to get done. But Lakota's, there's a two for Dakota. A little bit of scramble there, but he comes out on top. He gets the 2 points and increases his lead now 5-0 with 45 seconds to go. Got a good tight waist ride there. So on top, he's riding the right side. His arm is deep around the waist of his opponent, Christensen, controlling the hips. Christensen comes back up, and then Lakota just tightens up that waist ride and pulls it back down. Now Christensen tries to sit out, but Lakota follows, blocks it, tries to slip in the half Nelson, but he loses it. Christensen does not get the escape as Lakota just grabs the leg. Got Christensen draped over the top here. We're down to the final few seconds, and Lakota Brewer is going to be our winner here for fifth place. So they 5-0.
So the two matches involving wrestlers from our immediate listening area have been completed. Those are the championship and for fifth place. Meanwhile, closing in on a victory, just 10 seconds or so left. Cade Birchman of Fenimore has built up a 10-2 lead over freshman Evan Curtis of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Those Cuba City singlets have the names of the wrestlers on the back. Have you noticed that?
Oh, I have not.
Yep. 10-2 is the final.
He's got his own name or somebody else's name?
That's a good question. That is a good question. 10-2, Birchman over Curtis, whose name was on his singlet. When you wrestled for Weston, did you have your names on your singlet?
Nope.
What? I can't believe it.
Our last match down there is our seventh place match. We're into the third period with flood time. It's a 4-1 lead for Eli Aird of Darlington Blackhawk.
Well, why don't we go ahead and give you the place winners for this weight class as we have them, then take a break, and maybe we'll get here for the start of the next weight class since they kind of rush through it. The champion at 120 is Charlie Might of Dodgeville. He wins his second conference championship, is now 36-0 after a pin and 159 over freshman Mason Scullion of Mineral Point, who places second. Other place winners from the area, Lakota Brewer of Riverdale is fifth, and Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland sixth at 120 pounds. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have some team scores for you, keep you posted on what's going on here at the Clash. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Inc. Pyros Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals at all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or